As President-elect Joe Biden has presented his top cabinet nominees, he's done it in groups, his health team, for example. But for Secretary of Defense, there was only one star, a four-star general.
Today, I'm honored to nominate former General Lloyd Austin as the 28th Secretary of Defense.
Biden has experience working with Austin, dating back to Austin's time leading troops in Iraq and Afghanistan during the Obama administration. Biden says Austin has not only military experience, but diplomatic skills that are needed to work with allies and rebuild alliances.
In my judgment, there's no question that he is the right person for this job at the right moment, leading the Department of Defense at this moment in our nation's history.
The Secretary of Defense is one of the so-called Big Four cabinet positions: defense, state, treasury, and attorney general. That makes the choice of Austin, an African-American, significant.
You know, at a time when more than 40% of our active duty forces are people of color, it's long past time that the department's leadership reflects that diversity.
One complication is that Secretary of Defense is a civilian position, and law requires a person to be out of the military for 7 years before becoming eligible for the post. Austin would need a waiver from Congress. Such a waiver was granted in 2017 for Jim Mattis, who later resigned in protest of Trump policies. The only other waiver was for George Marshall back in 1950. Austin recognizes the importance of the principle of civilian control.
When I concluded my military service 4 years ago, I hung up my uniform for the last time and went from being General Lloyd Austin to Lloyd Austin. It is an important distinction and one that I make with utmost seriousness and sincerity. And so I come to this role, this new role, as a civilian leader, with military experience to be sure, but also with a deep appreciation and reverence for the prevailing wisdom of civilian control of our military.
Biden says Austin is the right person for this moment and should be confirmed swiftly.
But the law states that an officer must have left the service 7 years before becoming Secretary of Defense. There's a good reason for this law that I fully understand and respect. And I would not be asking for this exception if I did not believe this moment in our history didn't call for it. It does call for it. And if I didn't have the faith I have in Lloyd Austin to ask for it. I believe in the importance of civilian control of the military. So does the Secretary Designee, Austin.
Among other things, Biden seems to be looking at Austin as a force to help undo some of the choices of the Trump administration.
Civilian-military dynamic, that dynamic itself has been under great stress the past 4 years. And I know that Secretary Designee Austin is going to work tirelessly to get it back on track.
According to CNN, Austin will begin meeting with lawmakers next week as the confirmation process begins. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.